Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to A New Beginning, Ambassadors for Christ. Your host this evening, Brother Wes Armstrong. Thank you for joining us this evening, each and every one of you. Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. And I'm here to offer hope, encouragement, confidence, opportunity out of chaos. And blessing from God that I'm on the air. And I just truly thank you. Okay, I'm going to read this disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions, they do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome. This is your host, Brother Wes Armstrong, and this is A New Beginning, Ambassadors for Christ. Thanking God once again for allowing me to come before you, not only for you, but for myself, to encourage myself, to offer hope, and to encourage myself and others that God is real. He is still alive. And he is our creator, our redeemer, and he is our sustainer. He is also our provider, Jehovah Jireh. He's also our healer, Jehovah Rapha. And we can go to him for any and everything because he wants us to call him Father. Okay? All right. Real quick, hello and good evening.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Glad you could join me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank God for that. I'm gonna try to put something out there that's gonna make you possibly have a smile on your face while you're listening, and after the show, we'll use some scriptures, mainly talking about overcoming the world. Overcoming the world. I overcame the world and what's going on out there because my life now, it does not depict anything that I was dealing with, let's say, 15 years ago. Well, about 15 to 17 years ago, something like that. But to God be the glory, right? Now, we're going to have prayer. And Ms. Margaret, I thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, I'm going to ask you, it's up to you, but I'm going to ask you if you'd like to lead the prayer. It's your choice. I'm not.
Oh, yeah,
I
can do that.
Okay, well, praise God.
I can do that. That's fine.
Okay, okay. All right, prayer should be. It should be directed to the sick and afflicted, the homeless, the hungry, those who don't have a place to stay, those that are confused in who they are, and those that we love, and those that we don't know, the stranger who lives on either side. Okay? All right. Okay. Ms. Margaret's going to do the prayer. Thank you so much, dear. Thank you. Whenever you're ready.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We appreciate all you've done for us. And Lord,
yes,
thank you for delivering us. Thank you because
yes,
you've been so merciful, so kind, and so loving to us. Lord, please
yes,
help
Lord.
Each and every person see their way
mm-hmm.
through. There's so much
yes.
darkness in the world. We need you, Lord. we can't help ourselves. So we just thank you for coming to our hearts and into our homes, Lord.
We surrender all.
Lord, please touch the afflicted, the sick and shining, the nurses of the hospital. Lord, please touch these ailing bodies and these homeless and sick people, Lord. So there's more people out there that's on the streets that we know of. So, Lord, just go with us and help them all, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I truly thank you for that. And I wanted to get you a little bit more involved. I know your situation where you're at. I can understand that sometimes it gets a little noisy. But we're here to give God the glory. We're here to honor him. And every night, you know, I'd like for you to participate too, okay? And I thank you for that. I really appreciate that, okay? Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate you having me.
Yes. It's all about
And let me be able to do it.
Yeah, I try to tell people it's not about me. I don't need nobody patting me on the back or rubbing my head. I can do that myself. But it's to help somebody else or to give the next person in line something they can go on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Okay. All right, I'm going to put it on mute now. All righty?
Thank you.
I'm going to read real quick. We thank Miss Margaret. Thank her so much, Lord, for giving her opportunity to really join the program, leading the prayer. And we truly thank her for that. We thank you for you being who you are, to bless her to be here. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Every little bit helps. And it's all about helping our neighbor on either side, those we know and those we don't know. We truly thank you, God. Thank you. Okay, all right. Now, today, I really didn't have a topic, y'all. Waiting on God to give me something, but what he gave me, I'm going to pass it along, okay? All right. And at first, I wanted to talk about a little bit about faith. F-A-I-T-H, faith, okay? Now, most people, when you talk about faith, I believe that is... Oh, goodness, what we got here. Is that, I believe that's in Romans. Let me find it real quick, y'all. Romans or Hebrews? Hebrews? Not Romans. Not Romans. Okay. All right. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to start there. Now, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Okay, now. Faith is the substance, okay? Now, let's just break this down to where I can understand it and the next person can understand it, okay? All right? Now, all right. Well, let's see. We're going to find out what. Substance is. We're going to start there. Substance, okay? Substance is the real physical matter of which a person or a thing consists of and which has a tangible, solid presence. In other words, substance is something you can see, touch, feel. Okay? Right? And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, you're hoping for something. That means you want it or you need it. And we're hoping for this thing. You know, we can see it coming, but it's not there. We can see it, but it's not actually there, but we know it's going to be there, okay? And it's the evidence of things not seen, right? New evidence here. We're going to break this all the way down, okay? All right? All right? Okay, let's see. Evidence? Okay. All right. Evidence is... Okay. Let's do this right here. This is Merriam-Webster. okay? A sign which shows that something exists or is true, right? The substance, something we can see or something that we need or have to have. The substance, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We want it. We want it. We want this thing. You know, we need this thing, you know? And we can see it happening for us. And it's the evidence of things not seen. And it's a faith, evidence, a sign which shows that something exists or is true. Okay? All right. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Right? We're going to break faith down also. We got to get to that too. All right? Faith. All right, faith. Faith. It's in regular dictionary. I think it's Oxford Language Dictionary. But I'm going to run on down here to Merriam-Webster's. Faith, strong belief or trust. Belief in God. A system of religious beliefs. Strong belief or trust that we have in God, belief in God, belief, okay? Now, let's do it like this. Christian faith, okay? Christian faith is confidence in Jesus Christ, right? It is confidence in his ability to bring you through every circumstance of life. Right? Okay. Now, Christian faith. Okay. Okay. That Christian faith, it is, let's do this like this. Faith in the Bible. Okay? Do the biblical definition for faith. Okay? Faith is the connecting power into the spiritual realm which links us with God and makes him become a tangible reality to the sense perceptions. So in other words, since we can't see God or don't see God, he's there, we believe. And we understand why we believe he is there. Okay? All right? Now, scriptural. That's scriptural. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So with that, I'm going to ask this question. With that, I'm going to ask this question. What is it that humans are going about doing in the world, confusion, state of chaos, and non-belief, they have a thought or a feeling that things will get better somehow, some way. Now, I'm a child of God. I consider myself a child of God, okay? Now, I have faith. I have faith in God that if I believe and trust in him, he will do what needs to be done in my life, his will and his way. And it's not for me to have that faith and believe and trust in God today and that tomorrow is a different thing, you know? Oh, man, time is running out. Man, I knew I should have did something else. But it's not about us. It's about God. He is our creator. He is our redeemer. He is our sustainer. And he is our judge. So we have to get to that point and realize and understand. This word has been around for a long time. It's been broken down. It's been translated. It's been stepped on. It's been spat out. It's been switched up. But it's still the word of God. And the people in the world need something to go on, something to believe in, something that's going to give them hope, something they can believe in, you know? And it's not that we believe in God because he's going to do what I want him to do. No. No. In the beginning, God created man in his likeness. In God's likeness, in his likeness, he created us, man and woman. So if God created us, there should be some God in us somewhere. You know, and there are times when a person doesn't know what to do. And first thing they're gonna run and go pray or have somebody pray for them. But it's not a conditional thing to where I'm going through something and I need to pray. I need God to answer this for me. No. It should be consistent. Just like we rise up. We're blessed to rise up each and every day. A lot of people have breakfast. They're consistent with that. Oh, that's what I do every day. You know, hey, I don't do that every day. Every day is a new day for me, and I do something a little different. So to let myself realize that there are some things that can change any moment. And for me to be prepared. Now, I'm not talking about war or a big earthquake. No, I'm talking about the small things that people don't pay attention to. You know, my health could go bad tomorrow. How am I going to deal accordingly with that? Am I going to be running cross country, getting these specialists, you know, trying to heal me or trying to get healed? Or what? The sensible thing is to get within myself. I need to stop and think, can I do? There is a power that's greater than me. And there's a power that can be greater in me than he is in the world if I give into it. And that's where my help comes from. And it's not that God's going to heal everybody because he is a healer. No. No. It's God's will and God's way that we wind up in different places, in different situations. But we have to serve him. We can go through a little bit of anything here on earth. Everybody is subject to it raining. You know, hey, everybody is subject to it raining. Everybody is subject to the sun shining. So what's happening for my neighbor over there, it's happening for me also. But it depends on how I deal with it. My neighbors, you know, hey, they could come on out and, oh, sun shining. Snatch your shirt off and get a tan. You know what I'm saying? Or get out in the yard and get busy with some flowers or something. But not necessarily for me to get out there and do that, just to honor God because it was him that brought the sunshine and not just because my flowers needed some sun, no, or my body needed some warm temperature, no. It's because it comes from God. He created all of these things for us to enjoy, one way or the other, you know. And just to know that he is the one that is behind all this, you know, that's something for us to acknowledge him for. Thank you, Lord, for the sun today. Thank you, Lord, that it's not raining, you know. And if it does, thank you, Lord, that it's raining and the sun's not shining. You know, we have to look at it both ways, not just one way all the time, and it's not our way either. No, that's not how it works. Okay? Now, if we lose our faith, let me put this out here. If we lose our faith, it's because of misunderstandings. You know, we man's always wanting to know something, a little bit of something about everything, you know. But we can lose our faith through misunderstandings. We can have personality conflicts. You know, there's a war going on within each and every one of us with our own selves. And then also there are tragic circumstances to where, God, you didn't have to let them die. Or, God, you're supposed to be about love. Why you let this happening, you know? These things that a person can lose their faith on. And then also their own ignorance, their very own ignorance. You know, I got this. I don't need no help. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's about me. It ain't about nobody else. But he owns the system, and he's got these little demons running around here because Satan, he is the prince of the power of the air. And man gets caught up in that power. And he's often running, trying to do his own thing that's contrary to God's law. And there's a problem. There is a problem. A lot of people see things that aren't right, and they trail and follow right behind those people, thinking it's okay because the world's doing it. So if I do it, it's going to be all right too. But we all are individuals, you know. We're not all going to be tried as a group. Every and anything we say and do in this body, we're going to have to make an account of. They're going to have to be accounted for. And there will be no excuse because salvation has appeared to every man. Every man. So everybody has opportunity to get it right. Everybody has the opportunity to change up what they've been doing, how they've been doing it. It's not about us, ourselves. No. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, if we don't love ourselves, we ain't going to love our neighbors. And then there's going to be a problem. And won't be able to live peaceably with all men. Because we got a problem with the next man, you know, because he ain't like me. Well, he don't think like me. He don't talk like me. He don't dress like me, you know. But we have to gain something out of this life, y'all. We have to, and it's not about possessions, material things. It's not. It cannot be about material things. It can't because we can't take them with us. Our pastor would say he's never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. I have never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul either. I've seen a hearse carrying a casket of a dead person, and that's about it. You know what I'm saying? And then the dead person, the person's gone. The person's spirit is gone. The body, the shell, which is going to go back to the ground and turn back to dust because man was created from the dust. And it doesn't matter if my mom birthed me or not. When, they put this body in the grave, it's going to deteriorate. It's going to rot. It's going to turn back to dust. Ashes, dust, you know what I'm saying? And all those possessions will be left here for the next man. And we there's nothing we can say, there's nothing we can do, you know? Nothing. There's no power in the grave. We can't talk in the grave. We'll be sleeping, going one way. We'll either be going to the left or we'll be going to the right. We'll be going to eternity with the Father, or eternity and the lake of fire. And, you know, and my pastor, he often told me, and other pastors have told me that we're not going to miss them both, either or, good or evil, wickedness or righteousness. It's got to be. It has got to be. Got to be. And I'm going to read real quick. I'm going to open those mics, too. I'm going to read real quick here. Matthew 6, and let's see where we're going to start at. Okay, Matthew 6 and 30, okay? Matthew 6 and 30, I'm going to read to the end of the chapter. Matthew 6 and 30, I'm reading King James Version. Okay, Matthew 6 and 30. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? So in other words, why is it that we run around here reaching to get all this stuff when God, he is our provider? He will provide for us. And David said that he'd never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. But we have to get to that point of being righteous before God, holy before God, not wicked and doing what we want to do and what my homeboy is doing over there, no. And you know, even with the smoking, the cigarettes and the drinking and the weed, what else, the pills and what else, this is supposed, our body is a temple. We should keep it clean and holy. And we're supposed to be good stewards of what God has given us. So God gave us this body. We ought to be good stewards at trying to take care of what's left after we have been out in the world and burned it up and you know, and dragged it all over the place. We are stewards. And God has given us this body and other belongings in this life. And we should be good stewards of it. We should be. We should be. We're going to be called accountants. We will be. Okay, now. Matthew 6 and 31. Therefore, well, let me do 30 again. Matthew 6 and 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought to the day is the evil thereof. And we can't get around it. We can't get away from it. We can become Christians, children of God, saints. The evil is always going to be there. Evil is always present. No matter what we do, we can be living just as holy as we can have ever been, and evil is still right there, tapping us on the shoulder, trying to get us to deny God and his power and consider God as not telling us the truth, you know, and God holding things from us. We have to get to that point, y'all. If we want to actually survive, that's a tough word right there, survive, survive. I survived in the street only because of God's grace and mercy. But to survive this life when it's not my fault, I didn't do anything to bring that upon me, but it's happening to me. In order to survive, we need God in our life. And his son, Jesus Christ, was sent into the world that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But we can't get something for nothing, y'all. Too good to be true. We got to put in a little bit of work. And like ain't like going to your job looking for some pay. No, no. These are things that we need to do for ourselves. First, we need to clean our lives up. Stop doing the things that we used to do out in the world. The world is full of evil, y'all. Hey, it is full of evil. It's in the air. It's in the products we buy. It's in the things that we see, we hear, the things we get involved in with the wrong attitude, you know? All right? Now, like I said, Satan owns the system. He owns the system. They're making their laws, you know, and they're contrary to God's laws, you know. Man marrying man, woman marrying woman, out of the controversy, but God, y'all, okay, but God. All right, now, okay, all right. Now, I consider myself a child of God, and I'm going to read this here real quick. It's in this Our Daily Bread, and it's from the year 2017, okay? Friday, August 25th, 2017, all right? And it's called Lured Away, okay? Now, the reading, particular scriptural reading for that day was James chapter 1, verse 14, okay? Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. So our minds, you know, they've said our minds are a terrible thing to waste, and sometimes it's a terrible thing to use, you know, in the wrong way. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. our mind is working. Back in the day, man's mind was constantly on evil, in my words. How we can go to the next level doing this over here, or this ain't satisfying enough. We got to step it up, you know what I'm saying? Man's mind was constantly evil because the mind wasn't on God. It was about pleasuring the body, feeling good, you know? Nowadays, it's about feeling good, looking good, smelling good, you know what I'm saying? Doing good, on top of my game, you know? And it all comes from the beginning, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the love of many has waxed cold, y'all, has waxed cold. People don't even want to speak no more, you know? Like, hey, I don't have to speak to you, you know? And the home life, there's no such, the home life has been destroyed, you know? The young people have just taken control of the family, the family of the home, you might as well say, you know? They're on their own level. There was really no communication with the parent. And it's sad to see that on the news, you know, hey, if there's a young man that gets killed in the street, the parent, here comes the parent along, that's my baby crying, boo-hoo-hoo. My boy was a good boy. He didn't do nothing wrong. He was a father, but he wasn't married. He had friends. He more or less smoked weed, you know. He didn't have no job. He was hustling. You know, but we have to look at these things. A person puts themselves in certain positions and under certain circumstances, they take their own self out. You know, they take their own self out. You know, back in the day, I put myself in a position of smoking crack, cocaine. Yeah. I smoke crack, y'all. Yeah. And I smoke crack, and I smoke crack, and I smoke crack, and I got caught up in the game. I couldn't stop by myself. I go to rehab. I couldn't stop by myself because I didn't have no power. The rehab didn't have no power. And one of the first things they told me, you need to get your higher power. And I'm scratching my head. I'm running around there talking about higher power. Ain't no higher power but God. And when that sunk in, it's like, I don't need to be here. What I need is God in my life. Just that simple, you know. And a lot of times I say that we look over the simple things in life. It's the small things that trip us up. You know what I'm saying? It's not the tree that's blocking the road when it falls across the road. It's not that tree. It's that little splinter that gets in your finger and you having a time trying to get that bad boy up out of there, you know? And that's how life is. We let these little small things get the best of us, you know? And we let them take us away. We get taken out of who we're supposed to be, you know? And we get led astray. But most times it's because we allow that to happen in our lives. We just let it go, you know? Well, I don't know what to do about that. You know, I ain't going to worry about it. Before you know it, it's done got worse and worse and blown up to where we start stressing. Then we get headaches. We're stressing, you know? High blood pressure, you know? Before you know it, boom, we're sick. Because we're stressing over something that we didn't have control over, but we know who has control over all things. And it's all we have to do is just cry out. It says, cry out and spare not. Cry out to God. God, I need your help. Show me what I must do. And hey, what we need to do is call on God to save us, just like somebody's in the ocean swimming or out in the ocean in the water, period, maybe can't swim, and they're looking for somebody to come out and save them. Go back out there and get in that same predicament again to where you need somebody to save them again, because it might not come along. And see, humankind, they do that same thing over and over and over, and it's called insanity. We can't come to God and ask for forgiveness, and, oh, we're going to be goody-goody from 9 till whenever. And then, boom, without us even knowing it, we're right back out there doing the same old thing, going through the same old changes. But if we turn to God, and I'm going to say this real quick, then I'm going to turn on that mic over there. Philippians 4. I like this one here. Philippians 4, verses 8 and just verse 8, mainly verse 8. Philippians 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, real quick, okay? All right? King James Version, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So we don't have to get caught up thinking as the world thinks, you know. We can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. We don't know what to do. We pull our hair out. We're getting depressed. We're thinking about suicide. You know, we're anxious. We just don't know what to do. We want to go out and rob somebody to pay the light bill, but all we have to do is wait and God send somebody to take care of that. You know, but the world, we just have to give up the world, y'all. It's getting worse. People thinking we're getting back to normal. And the way the world was before this virus, that is not normal. I cannot see it as being normal. It's all twisted upside down. Okay? All right. Comments. Got the lines open. Comments. Good evening, brother.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. How about you?
Yeah, I was just... had just got a chance to listen in a little bit. Didn't really get to hear much about, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of listening, getting in a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I just started talking about faith a little bit, and then I got caught up in what's going on in the world, and people don't know which way to turn, and God is right there waiting to, waiting for them to come to him, you know, because it was him that made us. We ourselves, so he knows us. He knows what we need. He knows all about us. He even knows the number of hairs on our own head.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And like you said, when it comes to faith, that's a true statement. And like the Bible said, God gives everyone a measure of faith. And we have to continue to use that faith and trust and believe because, like I said, a week or so ago when I was going through that little thing, if I hadn't had enough faith to hold on and enough faith to trust God and his word to be able to strengthen me and help me and take care of me to go through the situation at hand, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But with the prayers and having enough faith in the prayers that was up for me, the encouraging words, and being able to pray myself, because we have to pray for self. You know, that's a important part of our prayer life is to be able to pray for ourselves, because if we're not praying for ourselves, it's hard to try to continue to pray for somebody else because we go through. We have to pray for ourselves and ask God to help us. God, show me my situation. Lord, show me that what I need to do, you know, to get myself where I need to be, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's a place where we have to get ourselves in order and to live according to the will of God to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's not all about someone else all the time, you know, as we go through. It's about us, too. Because if we don't think about our place in this world, mm-hmm. as we, as a Christian, yes. I'm, you know, saying a spiritual
mm-hmm.
child of
yes,
God,
sir.
We won't be able to handle it. And with us knowing that we have God on our side and we don't know where to go, then we have a problem in life. We're not able
yes,
to do anything. We're not able to pray. We're not able to call on God the way we should. And even though
mm-hmm.
we know that's the source of our life, the source of our being, we get to
mm-hmm.
a point in our life that we just fail at it. So we have to continue to keep him first in everything we do. And if we
that's
continue
right.
to look to him and keep him first in everything
mm-hmm.
we do and stop trying to do
mm-hmm.
things on our own, then he'll see us through. But we have to continue to read that word, study that word, and with his word, we can overcome, and we can have deliverance.
Yeah.
We can have joy again, peace again, because I'm a living witness of what he can do through any situation,
yes.
even, and you know, this is something else on a serious situation when it comes to husband and wife. We have to pray for our
mm-hmm.
relationship. We have to continue to pray for our relationships because the enemy, you can be doing something good for the Lord, and the enemy's going to come. The enemy's going to come
mm-hmm.
at you because he don't like it. And the first place it seems like that he begins to come is in the family, you know, to
yes.
try to cause a problem
mm-hmm.
in the family to where it can turn you against one another. But if we
mm-hmm.
have enough faith and trust in God, knowing that his son Jesus died for us, shed his blood for us, rose
yes,
again, and sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me, us,
yes, sir.
As we go through life, we can make it. And we just have to have enough faith, trust, and belief just to know that God is real. He's not just someone we talk about. He's not just someone we read about. When you try Jesus, and get just a little taste, a touch,
mm-hmm.
and you feel the Spirit of God move over your life, in your life, then
mm-hmm.
you will know, like the song said,
mm-hmm.
try Jesus. You know, everybody
right.
that be going through situations, because I heard you at once talk about, you know, the certain things that you did outside of life. I did it too.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the crack. I tried the cocaine. I certain things that I tried, and there were certain things that I did and I liked. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's no way out of things, because I could have got easily addicted to the addicted drugs. But God,
yes,
all the prayers, mm-hmm. all the love
mm-hmm.
that was shown, he was looking out for me, and he kept me
from it.
So glory
mm-hmm.
be to God, if it hadn't have been for Christ Jesus and all of the loved ones that had prayer and had love for me, thinking about
mm-hmm.
me, I couldn't have made it. And they had faith.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like back then in the older days, like they had faith, like
mm-hmm.
unbelievable faith. You know, they believed. When they believed something, they believed it. And when it come
mm-hmm.
to talking about God, they believed it. They had that faith to trust that God was going to do it no matter what. And it seems like
that's
we
right.
have everything we have today, and people
uh-huh.
don't.
Nope. They don't, bro. Nope. They don't. But the first thing a person needs to do is understand and realize that the way life is, there's something wrong with the way life is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These things that
praise
are happening in the world, they're not right. You know, we can feel that
no.
within us, whether
we
love them or not. And we look for something better.
Praise God.
How can we look for something better if we're still doing the same old thing? We need to stop
that's
certain
right.
things. Because like I said, back in the day, I learned that if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and think you're trying it a different way, it's
mm-hmm.
insanity, because looking for better results, but you're still doing the same thing. So
that's
you just
right.
have to stop completely. And it's like do a 180 turnaround. You know, we have to start looking into ourselves and not what the next man is doing. What am I doing today?
That's right.
Like, why can't I have a bag full of money? You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to go through these changes living over here in the project 24/7? because we're not trying to do anything to better ourselves. We get comfortable in the way things are in life and don't want to move ahead. We
That's
have
right.
to want in order for things to change. We have
That's
to
right.
want things to change. And if we don't change, everything will stay the same. You know? And real quick, about the I wanted to mention this. I'm not a politician or nothing, but I just want to mention this about voting. We did not wait till it is an election coming up to vote for a president to want to run down there and vote. We need to start thinking about who our judges are, who the chief of police is, who the mayor is, the county commissioner, the school board. We need to be thinking on these things because these people are local. And if we do not vote for these local people, we're going to get caught out there and be stuck talking about, well, I don't know who he is. Hey, if we get on Facebook for a little bit, Google that name, it's going to show us something about that person, and it's going to be a pro and a con. And we have to get to that point, y'all. We got to stop complaining about what everybody else is doing and step up and start doing for ourselves. And we'll find out. We can become better people within ourselves. We just take some small steps. We can't sit back and wait for the government to give us what they want to have. We got to go out there and get what we need for ourselves. And if we serve in God, if we decide to serve God and serve him with rigor, you know, like they say with rigor back in the day, rigor, if we just serve him, you know, with all our might and our strength, you know, in our mind, if we serve him, he will give us what we need.
He, yes,
will,
he will
give us what we need. Yeah, and it's not about the Bentley, you know what I'm saying, that so-and-so, I saw so-and-so over there with a Bentley. I'd like to have one of those, no. Because we don't know what that person going through to deal with that, you know? And it's not about us having a bag full of money all the time or talk about what we got because everything's on borrowed time. When we leave here, the things that we possess now, it's passed along to somebody else. So
That's
we
right.
We shouldn't stress and worry about what we got or worry about keeping it safe so nobody don't take it from me. We need to put our heart where our treasure is. Our treasure should be in God, in his son, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. If that's where our treasure could be, it should be, we could have a, it's not necessarily a peaceful life, but we know that after this life, there's another life that we can have opportunity to live forever. Not in the lake of fire. You know, I don't like summertime right now, so of course, I definitely wouldn't like no lake of fire.
No.
I encourage everybody. It's time for a change, y'all. We separate ourselves. Take time. Talk to God. You know, look at our lives. How we have ruined our lives in the past and how we can change that. Step away from it. Do something good for somebody else. It'll come back to us. You know what I'm saying?
You
we
come
can't
back.
Hold on to what we... That's right, brother. That's right. We can't hold on to what we got forever. We're going to have to let it go. And when we let it go, most times we get blessed by blessing somebody else. So let it not be about ourselves. Once we get to love ourselves and search ourselves and get rid of that old man, you know, who've been hanging on our back, bringing the past right along with him. We seem like we can't get away from the past. We want to talk about the past all the time. You know, we want to go hang out in that area. You know, or I ain't drinking. You know, I just come over here to holler at the boys. No, they'll get you back out there before you'll get them where you're at.
That's right.
And that's how that works. We need to, as they say, the sun is going down, y'all. Time is getting late, you know. And we've all been given a chance by life. We wake up, our eyes are open. We have opportunity day by day by day. It's a new day, y'all. Time to do something new for ourselves. Time to do something new for our families. Start loving our families. Giving it in to Christ. We don't have to see him to know that he's there. We can feel him on the inside. We can see him through the things that he's doing for us. You know? But we have to get to that point, y'all. That
yes,
old
we do.
Thinking, thinking. Yes, sir. That old stinking thinking, we need to get rid of it. Get rid of it. People that are still talking that stuff that we're hanging around, we need to think twice about that. You know, I used to have some friends. I lived in the smart, nice part of town, right? I go hang out in the front. You know what I'm saying? Because I said, well, hey, you know, hey, I got mine. You know, I go over here and spend some money and have a good time. But when I'm done, I go back home. I don't have to deal with this over here, you know. But after a minute, it started getting to me. It was all about me, not about nobody else. And I stopped going, you know. But now people that are living not substandard, but people don't have what I have. And, you know, I let people know. It wasn't nothing that I did. It was by God's grace and mercy for me to get this far and to have what I have. I did not ask for this new. It was a blessing from God to our children, you know. And I have to thank God each and every time because I have to work for it, y'all. It was given to me, and it's a blessing. Truly, it's a blessing. And to tell people, you know, so they can open their eyes. The more you keep it, you can't do nothing with it. Not so. You can't keep it unless you give it away. And that's with your time, your finances. People need something. And you say, well, man, all I got is $5. You know, hey, if you're serving God and you give it up with a willing mind, not complaining, you know what I'm saying? It comes back to us. God will bless us and so much more, you know. And it makes us think and wonder, well, why wasn't I doing this a long time ago? Wasn't nobody telling me about none of this here? I didn't know it was going to be like this, you know. And we don't know it's going to be like this, but we get better and better each and every day. Each and every day. And we thank God. We do truly thank God. We do. And real quick, I just want to ask my brother.
Channel 107.
My brother, do you have anything to say before time runs out? This is Robert. Do you have anything to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening to you, and I that you will keep up the good work. We'll be praying for you that God will elevate you and reserve you and keep you and give you everything your heart desire, because God will give the righteous their heart desire. He'll grant that to them. So I encourage you, be strong and of good courage.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. I do. I thank you so much. And for those that don't know, he's a minister. Robert's a minister. And He started calling me his friend. Yeah, I don't think I did anything to gain his favor or nothing. You know, I wasn't wearing no wingtips or nothing or had the sky, you know, the hats and whatever. He just started calling me his friend. And you know, that really touched my heart, because he didn't know me, and he didn't know I came from a life of drugs in New Jersey. You know, he didn't know I left my wife and small children for another woman. You know, he just started calling me his friend. And I accepted that, and it made me want to get so humble, you know, because this man was well known. But this is how God works in a person's life. You know, God puts people in your life that you need, you know. He puts people in your life that you need that is going to help you. And it's not that we sit down and talk 24/7 about this and that. And I don't you know, run to him with a lot of my problems? No. It's just the thought of him being there and calling me his friend, you know. And that shows love. That shows concern, you know. And I just truly thank God for him. I do. I truly thank God for him. He is my friend. And this is how God does for us, you know, his children. He does what we need. Sometimes we don't know what we need. Sometimes we know what we need, but we don't know how to go about asking. And we don't know how to go about putting ourselves in a position in order to receive. Sometimes we don't get stuff because we don't get ourselves prepared in a position in order to receive what God has for us, because it's already in the spiritual realm. It's already over there. Healing, it's already over there. Riches, you know, favor, it's already in the spiritual realm. And if we act like we know and follow what the Word of God tells us to do, you know, we can get to that point. And it doesn't have to be that we're reaching to be a bishop or an elder or a preacher or a teacher. No, we just live this life like God wants us to live. And we can be victorious, you know. And as, excuse me, and the name of the program is A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Instead of crackhead in New York City, now, God has anointed me to become or to be an ambassador for Christ, you know, ambassador for Christ. And I leave it up to him to show me, lead me and guide me in what I need to do, not for me to run on out there and say, okay, I got the sign plastered on me, Deacon Armstrong, you know, I'm the man. You know, hey, it was something I didn't even want. But God is leading and guiding me to do what he needs for me to do by his Spirit. You know, I'm just here. I'm just here doing what little there is I know to do. And he is doing what he does. And that is Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Christ Jesus. Everyone, it's been great. And enjoyed the program very much so. Thank each and every one that called in. And Miss Margaret, I really appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for the prayer. And I'm going to mention to everybody that Miss Margaret, she is in a facility, and God is blessing her to get strength in her legs back to take those steps. And we've been praising.
Oh, yeah. I stood up for 15 minutes Monday.
Well, glory to God. We truly thank him for that. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
We thank him. And still praying. Still praying. Okay?
Oh, all yes. Right. I always need prayer.
Yes,
thank
we
you
all
so
do,
much
honey.
For
we
having me. Anybody
yes, yes.
need to this program? It's been a joy.
Yes, yes, and I thank you for joining me. Thank you so much, and it's been encouraging for me also. Encouraging for me. Okay.
Well,
all right, everyone.
This last one little thing. Faith
yes,
is the key, and that's what I have.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for
I
that.
I have plenty
yes.
of faith. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Love
and
you guys.
Yes, yes. Shalom, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.